we're turning now to a warning from the Royal College of Physicians that the country's post-mortem system is in jeopardy. The RCPI says that if staff shortages and pressures aren't addressed, funerals will be delayed. A lack of pathologists has led to particular problems in the southeast of the country. John Groff is the Waterford City Coroner, and he's been telling me about the situation there.
In, say, October 2024, the University Hospital Waterford announced that they would discontinue coroner post-mortem examinations from the 31st of December 2025. In 2024, there was 700 coroner post-mortems carried out in Waterford, and that covers Waterford, Wexford, Kilkenny, Carlow and Tipperary. And so we had a very good service in Waterford to cover those areas, and then but it was announced that it would stop and no arrangements were being made to replace it. And the problem is that there's no statutory provision for coroner postmortems in Ireland. They have always been done in public hospitals by the pathologists employed by the hospital. But it was done on, they said it was done on a kind of a, shall you say, a voluntary basis. But I don't think that's correct, because it's been done since a time immemorial. And so we were told, the Department of Justice were told that this will discontinue on the 31st of December 2025, and nothing happened until, I'd say, around the first week of December 2025, and at that stage the Department of Justice arranged for an agency in London to provide a panel of pathologists, so that one pathologist will travel to Waterford to carry out postmortems on Monday, Tuesday and Friday. Now, at the moment they are carried out 7 days a week, and so now you're going to have 3 days a week, so there's going to be huge delays in carrying out postmortems from now on.
Right, so just to be clear about this, at the moment in Waterford, you're having to bring in a pathologist from another country to carry out postmortems.
Okay, correct. That started last Monday, last Monday.
In what circumstances does a postmortem have to be carried out?
Well, it has to be any kind of a sudden or unexplained death. And so they are always traumatic and very upsetting. When somebody dies naturally from old age, it's not required. But when somebody dies, say, in Waterford, we've had four e-scooter deaths, things like that. They're very traumatic of themselves. And so therefore, the family, they now have to wait until the post-mortem is completed before they can make funeral arrangements. In Waterford, it was always very good in Waterford, but now, from now on, they won't know. It could be a week or 2 weeks before they know when the post-mortem will be carried out and when they can bury their loved one.
Gosh, that must be very difficult for people. Presumably, the situation as pertains at the moment, that can't continue. A longer-term solution will have to be found.
No, it has to be done. And like this is a problem that has been brewing for quite some time. And there's kind of a dispute between the Department of Health and the Department of Justice as to whose responsibility it is. And that is the crux of the problem. And this has been a problem in Dublin, Cavan, Meath, Limerick, and Cork up to now.
So you're not alone then in having difficulties?
Oh God, no. And they say arrangements have been cobbled together in other places. I think in Limerick, there's a pathologist brought in from, I think it's either Hungary, I think, to carry out the postmortems.
So this is all really down to a lack of pathologists, is it?
It is really, and the ironic thing is that in Waterford, the HSE got funding for a state-of-the-art mortuary for postmortems, and then decided that they wouldn't staff it. It doesn't make sense, And the real thing is that in University Hospital Waterford, they do not have sufficient pathologists for, say, the postmortem work and the general work of a pathologist. And so the hospital decided, well, we'll cut the coroner postmortems.
And that was the Waterford City coroner, John Gough, speaking to me a short time ago.